Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's truck.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network. Got a very special guest for you. First, let me ask you a simple question. Do you own a home? Do you have land? Do you have any kind of real estate? Residential, commercial, anything. Do you have a mortgage on it? You don't? So you think you own the land free and clear, right? This is yours, free and clear, right? Can't tell you the number of times people have said to me, oh yeah, I own this free and clear, no mortgage. I always ask the same question, free and clear, huh? How long was your mortgage for? Well, 30 years, but I paid it off in 20. Free and clear. Good for you. Tell me, do you pay real estate taxes? Well, yeah. For how many years?
Well, every year.
Longer than the mortgage, huh?
Well, yeah.
And you're telling me you own your property free and clear. And that's when the awkward silence starts. We can do something about that in Ohio. Ohio can lead the nation. We can be the first state to end real estate taxation. Stop taxing my home. I've got a very special guest for you. Her name is Elaine Cross. And I've got her resume here, but if I start to read her resume, we're not going to have any time to do the show. And the most important thing for you is not all the stuff that she has accomplished, which is quite a bit, I must say, but how we can help you and how you can help yourself eliminate real estate taxation in Ohio. So Elaine Cross, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, kiddo?
I'm doing great. I love that description, because yeah, as soon as you say what about property tax, like the deer in the headlights comes on the face, and yeah, I guess I pay that.
Yeah. And it's always longer than the mortgage, because even mortgages that go 30 years, at the end of 30 years you stop paying, if you paid it off, but you never pay off your real estate taxes. It is a perpetual tax to death. And then when you die, they keep taxing the property, so your heirs start paying this thing. It's an abomination. It's got to end. It's got to end. Well, a little background on you first, Elaine. Just tell me some of the high points of your existence, and then we'll get into this wonderful taxation in Ohio.
Yeah, I've lived in Ohio all my life. I love this country. It is by far the best country on the face of the earth. And, you know, I got into politics, have spent the last 17 years of my life in politics at various different levels. Before and during some of that time, I'm a school teacher, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I have 10 grandkids. And like most grandparents, I'm looking at the future. What's going on in the future? What are my grandkids going to do?
Elaine, we're getting some terrible audio problems here. Are you calling while you're driving, or are you in a stationary position, like in your office or something?
Yep, I'm just in my office.
All right, here's my number. Give me a call back. Maybe we'll get a better line here. Do you have paper and pen? Can you write this down?
Yep.
740-325-1490. I'll say that again. 740-325-1490. Do you have that number?
I have that number.
All right. Call me back, because the line is just, it's utter crap. All right. Thank you. Call me right back. Oh, and that Robin keeps screaming, chirping in the background here. And I'm trying to conduct an interview here, and then we're getting got a bad phone line here. And I don't know, phone service. I don't know who's at fault. I don't know. I don't think it's us because we've got actually a very good system now. So hopefully she'll, of course, she's going to call back, and we'll get a better line and go from there. Stop chirping! If you've just joined us, the reason I'm screaming at this robin is because the air conditioning system does not work in our studio today. And there she is. And we had to open the window to get, you know, so I wouldn't roast. And now I got this stupid bird chirping, and I think it's going out over the airways. Hold on one second here. Hi, Big Willie 105.5.
Yeah, this is Elaine.
All right, sounds much
from
better.
My house phone.
All right, sounds much better. Thank you so much, Elaine. I appreciate that. So a little background on you again, please.
Yeah, I lived in Ohio all my life. I've been in politics for 17 years. That really kind of opened your eyes to how this whole process works. I'm a teacher. I'm a mom. I'm a grandma. And all this political stuff around homes is just, it's just hit my, you know, I'm on overboil right now. It's got to end.
All right. And what do you pay in real estate taxes annually?
I spend right about $4,000.
Oh, wow.
What I have to put in my savings account is more than my first mortgage on my first home.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is absolutely unbelievable. How much do you know, have you done the numbers on this, for the state of Ohio? What do the citizens of Ohio pay in total in real estate taxes? Residential, commercial, raw land, whatever, any kind of land in total, what do we pay in real estate taxes annually?
Wow. I probably could have had that number for you if I'd had that question yesterday.
You weren't talking to Dimitri yesterday. This is what I do, Elaine. I ask interesting questions. I expect my guest to have the answers. You've let me down, Elaine. I got to tell you, you've let me down. I'm a little disappointed in you. But
I'm going to say it's north of $20 billion.
You sure of that?
Well, I'm sure it's north of that. I don't know how far north of that.
All right, so it's at least $20 billion in real estate taxes in Ohio for 1 year, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna throw that number out, and I'm gonna be really confident in it. Yep.
Okay. Well, you can always have someone, you know, double check it and let us know. But the thing is, it's every year. It's like me paying a sales tax every year on my car where I just bought it once. How do they get away taxing me every year for real estate, but tax me only once for the sales tax for my car? How do they do that?
Well, I mean, last time I was on, I made the connection to King George. You know, it was an easy, simple way to do it when we were starting this country. There wasn't any kind of organization for sales tax. There wasn't any kind of organization for income tax. There wasn't barely some organization for taxes like on whiskey and stuff like that. But primarily, if you owned land, you paid to the government. And if you owned a lot of land, you had renters who paid money to you, right? So this is just the oldest form of taxation. And for all that time, people have lost their land because of taxation. It's time to stop talking about land when we talk about funding for schools, for fire departments, for libraries, for cemeteries, for whatever that the citizens think is important. So they pass these levies, and a lot of people don't even realize that that's what's making their mortgage go up.
Yep.
That's what's making them lose their home, or that people actually do lose. I've had people ask me, do people really lose their house?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. And by lose, it's not like foreclosure necessarily, but they have to sell it. They're essentially forced to sell because they can't hold on to it anymore because these damn real estate taxes are killing these old people.
Yes, yes. And what happens is the county takes over. The county says, you're behind in your property tax, so we're going to hold the deed to your property, because, of course, you file it with your county recorder. We're gonna hold your deed to your property. We're going to sell it, unless you sell it first, but we're going to sell it, and we only care about the $15,000, $20,000, whatever you owe. we don't care that your house is worth $250,000.
Yeah.
We just care about the little bit of money that you owe us. So they sell it pennies on the dollar to get their money, and they don't care what happens to you. They yeah. they just don't.
No question.
They want their money.
No question. By the way, our news department of the River News Network, rivernews.org, had several stories regarding this. I don't know if you had a chance to read this yet or not, by the River News Network staff. More than 1,000 Belmont County residents filed property tax appeals. And that's according to the auditor's office that provided the update. More than 1,000 appeals. Does that surprise you?
No, not this year, especially not this year. But the appeal doesn't always get you much. You have to basically, you're guilty until you can prove your innocence. So you have to go in with all the documentation, everything you can possibly, pictures, whatever you can come up with, to prove that your house is not worth what they say it's worth. And you can hire an appraiser, but that's $500-$600 out of your pocket.
Yep.
To have somebody come and appraise your house as if you were going to sell it or something and going to get a bank loan. It's backwards. It's totally backwards.
Yeah, I would have thought.
They never give you exactly what your house is worth. They usually cut it in half. They usually give you a 50%. If they give you anything, that's about the max you get is a 50% reduction.
Yeah, let me read you just some of this from our news department. The Belmont County Auditor's Office provided an update to River News Network on the ongoing property tax appeal process, which saw more than 1,000 county residents filing appeals. Between January 1 and March 31, 2025, the designated window for filing appeals under section, whatever, higher revised code, a total of 1,032 property evaluation complaints were filed with the Belmont County Board of Revision. Of these, 133 cases have already been resolved. The board is set to hold hearings for 25 cases Thursday and Friday, with another 71 cases have received offer letters that are currently awaiting responses from the complainants. An additional 15 cases have already undergone hearings, are expected to receive final determinations on Wednesday. I don't know if that's this Wednesday or next Wednesday. It doesn't say here. There are 26 cases requiring external review. The board is also in the process of reviewing 62 more cases. And on and on and on. And I think what you are saying, and again, that's the River News Network, rivernews.org. That's rivernews.org. And I think what you're saying here, Elaine, is this, that it's a bureaucratic slow walk nightmare, and that you're guilty until proven innocent, and you're the one who has to prove that you are innocent, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. It could cost you a lot of money. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and... That's part of the convoluted mess where they can hide things and just overtax you. Where if you have income tax or you have sales tax, you know, you go to the store, you buy something, you buy a new car, you pay whatever your, let's say 7%, that's an average amount of sales tax across the state of Ohio. You pay 7% tax on that car, you drive away. They don't come back next year and, oh, was it?
Right.
Did you have your tax stamp on your car? You know?
Right, right. That's the thing that's so crazy. This is an every year tax, even though you bought the land, the property once.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
This is just, I mean, what other taxes, and there might be others, I just frankly never thought of it till just now. Are there any other taxes where they tax you every year for the same thing, even though you bought it once? With a sales tax, you buy it once, you pay the sales tax once,
right.
Even though you have the car for several years.
But now, some people would say, now, we used to have tax on other things that you would pay amounts on, and other states do. I was talking to my cousin who lives in South Carolina, and he pays like $500 a year on his car is just his car tax. He pays a tax on his trailer. Well, Ohio got rid of that a long time ago, which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people will say, well, I pay for my license tag. Yeah, but if you park your car, if your car is like a historical car and you just really
right.
like it, so you
right.
keep it in the garage, maybe you put it on a trailer and take it to a car show somewhere, and then you trailer it back, you don't have to buy a license tag for it.
Agreed. Right? More with a very special guest, Elaine Cross, Ohio. We want to end real estate taxes, and I'll tell you how you can get involved next.